You thought I was feeling you? Bitch, I was drunk.
This your boy Thekka Jones, and you tuning in to the Frocast on NappyAfro.com.
Yo, 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 what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte. Fontigolo. Giving a shout out to my people at NappyAfro.com.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Pappy calling from D-More. Can't represent anything. Holla at my folks over there at Nappy Afro. Got a fan of Pam D-More. So I want to give y'all that shout out. All right.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying mofo in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. You Can't Fit This Hustle on the Side of a Rapper, a.k.a. the Duke of Dignity, a.k.a. Ravish Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you seasonal podcasters, all you no microphone having ass podcasters, all you bad audio quality ass podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. My Cups Runneth Over, a.k.a. $3 is $3. A.K.A. a lot of crass with a dab of class. A.K.A. my afro is my halo. And my favorite A.K.A. of them all.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade. And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, download, subscribe to Frocast. You can go to Frocast.com, listen to the show. Or you can go to any digital service provider and listen to the show. We on them all. We also have a voicemail you can call in at 347-201-2572. Call the voicemail, leave one, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon you can join for as little as a dollar. Get behind the scenes exclusive content by going to nappyafro.club. And no Patreons this week. So, option A, B, and C doesn't tickle your fancy. There is option D. What's option D? Retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story, tag us and say a story, and we'll shout you out like WV and Commonplace, Ruler Myself, Short T. I'm just going off the top of people I seen. Sleazy the Black Farmer, Uncle Dolomite, man. All of y'all people like that showing love, man. We appreciate it. Peaches D, we appreciate it, man, because sharing is caring. Now, all the pandering is out of the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was awesome. I mean, you know, had me in the mindset of reminiscing. Yesterday, our oldest child, our only son, turned 19, feeling some type of way. I was all up in my feelings yesterday.
Why were you in your feelings?
I mean, it wasn't a bad in my feelings. It was just in my feelings. I have a 19-year-old. Like, next year, I'll be saying, Lord's willing, I got a 20-year-old. Like, that is real. Real. But just going down memory lane, talking to him, saying various things, very, very proud, loving this kid, loving both of them. It's just that it was his birthday yesterday. So enjoy the time we had. He kind of pimped me over the weekend to get some shoes that they were not on the radar at all. But
that's what he does to you.
Yeah, he has a little hold on me. I don't know. But he sprinkles that pixie dust, and there's nothing I can do about it. So, but I think he enjoyed his little birthday. He got his shoes. He got his ice cream cake. He got Cash Apps and some cash. So he's doing all right. So that was how my week was. I was reminiscing, thinking about 19 years ago, giving birth to my first child, and not realizing 19 years could ever go this fast. So if I thought about 19 years of my life before having kids, to see them as a marker of time, it's like it blows your mind. Because when you in it, it feels like, oh my God, they're going to be babies forever. They snotting, they sneezing, they shitting, they getting
that
stuff.
Too shall pass.
It will.
So all y'all with these little babies and you thinking this is a long road, you're going to blink your eyes. They're going to be in school. Blink your eyes. They're going to be out of school. Blink your eyes. They got jobs. Blink your eyes. They out your motherfucking house. It can happen.
It will happen.
It's going to happen. So cherish those days.
It's been a wonderful experience having little kids, and I just am looking forward to, you know, being the mom of some more independent children.
More independent kids, yes.
Yeah, more independent.
Yes, yes.
So that was my week.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and give a little quick shout out to Prince Jerm. Happy birthday. You know, ladies, if you want to send them nudes, you know, whatever.
No, let's not encourage that.
I'm just saying. I mean, he at that age, he need to get some nudes now.
He doesn't.
I mean, you know, just hit me up. I give y'all his, if you want to send him some nudes.
He talking about something sending to him. What you got to hit him up for?
I'm just saying.
What do you got to hit you up for?
I mean, to get his Instagram so y'all can send it to him.
So then they can send him to you too. That's what
no,
like.
I'm going to give them the Instagram. You can send them that way. I don't want to send
him. Tell them the Instagram now. They ain't got the contact.
I'm
going
to put him on blast like that. All right. He ain't give me permission to do that.
He
might be in a whole situation, got a girlfriend or something. Nah, yeah, I'm not trying to mess it up because we got millions.
And millions.
And I don't want, you know, 100,000 women just to send him
don't solicit them to send him to you. Don't solicit them to send him to you.
I don't want to see no news, man. No. Okay. If I don't see news, I just say, hey, Queen Germ.
Let me holler at you.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. You know? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what this thing is that you got going on.
What I got going on?
Just what I said. You soliciting people to contact.
I'm not soliciting. I'm soliciting for him.
He don't need your help.
I do that to all my male.
That's what you don't understand.
All my single male friends. I do that on their birthday. I say, hey, send all the titties you can to this. That's all I do. It's just a saying. All
right. Well, I don't know you that well.
I don't know if it really worked like that. I mean, I did it for your nephew before and everything. Who knows what happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
But you know, yeah, no. Oh, you asked about my week. Well, like I said, we started hitting this past week and just trying to build them up, man. Because my damn defense, man. Like, today I purposely got them tired before we scrimmaged. Like, you know, we went over some things and, you know, formations, their assignments. And so I made them, you know, I wanted them to be dead tired when we scrimmaged today. Because I'm going to see what kind of mistakes y'all make when y'all tired. And boy, did they make some goddamn mistakes. Where are they not tackling? Where are they just reaching, I mean, because they were tired. And that's what I wanted to see. How do y'all play when y'all tired? Because in the fourth quarter, you're going to be tired. You know what I'm saying? So we got things we need to work on, getting more solid tackling. Our tackle ring should be here tomorrow. So we're going to have a little tackling ring. You know what I'm saying? So that way, because what I want to do is cut down the amount of time they're banging bodies. You know what I'm saying? Because I just don't want, you know, I don't want it to be that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we can tackle without tackling all fucking practice, like, that's fine. But I do want y'all to – but the only way you get better tackling is by wrapping up, taking people to the ground. So we're going to have to do that to get these guys ready. I'm not going to be able to just sit there and be like, oh, we can't tackle, and they're going to automatically get better tackling. It don't work like that.
It doesn't.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, got to be hands-on. Yes. And so – and the offense – I mean, they stepped it up today. They kicked our ass. They scored. I mean, one guy, this little motherfucker fast as hell. He ran through everybody on my defense. He went through one side of the field, cut back to the other side of the field, and still scored. I blew the fucking whistle and said, defense on the line, dog. We finna run. Like, this some bullshit. I ain't never seen a motherfucker do what that nigga did tonight. I was mad. But, like I said, they were tired. So, you know. That's the Coach Durham update. You know, Tom Brown Gladiators. We We getting it together.
I guess.
Still got a couple weeks for the game. We still got about what?
When y'all first game is?
Like first week of October. So we like 3 weeks away. Because today, what?
So it's the first.
At the time of this recording.
Huh? So the first of October?
That first week.
That's the first Saturday.
We play on Tuesdays, man.
Oh. Mm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. We play on Tuesdays now. Because the referee shortage.
That's right. I forgot you told me that. My bad.
Yeah, so.
Because I was thinking about the last time it was on Saturday, so.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not on Saturday no more.
They knew that that wasn't going to last long. Mm.
But, you know, we'll see how it goes. So, what's today? At the time of this recording. Oh, I want to say happy birthday to my niece, Jazz. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
You know what I'm saying? Got birthday. Happy birthday to my nigga, Joe Fresh. You know, shout out to him. It's his birthday.
Okay.
Joe from Athens. Used to be.
Yeah,
Doug.
I know.
Doug.
Montana.
Doug. Yeah, Joe. Yeah, Doug.
I'm saying.
We call that nigga Joe. But shout out to him. And whoever else has birthdays.
In the month of September, in this week, whatever you want.
Yes, to. Yes. Shout out all to that. All the weekly birthdays. If we missed your birthday, shout out to you, all right?
Yeah. Represent for the.
Yes, yes, yes. So, it's time to get into this outline, Queen.
Get in it.
And what we got here is, y'all know our newest segment. I'm going to start calling it the newest segment because we did it about 5 times. So, our first segment of the day is. What's on the timeline? Y'all know what we talk about. What's on the timelines? We talk about the topic that dominated the timeline this week. And I mean, we'll be remiss if we didn't talk about the queen passing away. Queen Jern, how you feel about the queen passing away?
You talking about the queen of soul? Aretha Franklin?
No, the queen.
Queen B?
No, the queen.
The ill Nana. Y'all... Nah, come on now.
The queen.
Lil' Kim ain't dead.
Ill Nana's Foxy Brown.
Foxy Brown, yeah.
But she wasn't no queen.
She ain't dead either.
No. The queen. The other queen.
Who?
It's only one queen.
Nefertiti died back in the 1400s, isn't it?
The queen of England, man.
Who's that bitch?
Queen Elizabeth. The one that's been like, she's been like the queen.
Holding on forever.
For 70 years, she's been the queen. Yes. 70 fucking years.
And finally met her maker.
Like, yo, how did she become the queen? Like, I guess, is she, like, I don't know, was her husband the king? And she?
I thought it was the daddy or something.
But yeah, oh, he must have named her the heir. I thought the sons usually get it, but he must have had no sons at all. Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
I mean, if so, the brother's dead.
But still, like.
She was the bloodline. So, I mean, the lady is who she is. I mean, you know, I don't know a lot about white people, but.
But yeah, man.
Let me make sure I'm saying the right thing. 70 y'all know I'll make it up as I go.
Yeah, it don't matter. Facts don't matter over here. Fuck facts, be funny.
No. But y'all be trying to correct me sometimes, so I'm just trying to see.
Don't worry. Now, that sometimes it depends. But as far as the Queen of England, she passed away this week. She was like 9,900 years old. I mean, she was old as fuck. And I mean, you know. She had this royal family. So this I don't understand about you English people. Like, y'all motherfuckers got a royal family over there. And then it's just not the English because Canada is in the hole with it. You Jamaican-ass niggas, y'all in the hole with this bitch. Excuse me, I ain't gonna mean to call her a bitch. But this woman, y'all niggas ain't shit. Y'all got to mourn her for 12 days, huh?
She was 96.
960 years old. She was like one of the oldest fossils on the planet. Like, she was like alive when the Cowboys won a damn title. She like the only person to see the Cowboys win all their championships. Jesus. So, does this change your life at all, Queen Jern?
Not at all.
I do have to say, Black Twitter that day.
What did she do for you?
Oh, she did nothing. Oh, she gave me a day of laughter when she died. Because Black Twitter, excuse me, Twitter, I'll save that for later. Twitter went ham that day. The memes was flying. I swear to you, people was on their most ignorant ass shit that day.
They was crying.
Crying from laughing, if you was on my side of the internet, because niggas was cutting the fuck up. I seen all kind of memes.
Well, y'all had some niggas that was over there hollering about the queen now.
Hey,
y'all had some niggas. Mm. It was some niggas now. It was some niggas who gave me some laughs too now.
I seen
but
the
it
meme.
Was some niggas who was, oh.
They was just like,
God bless. May she rest in peace.
They said, when Hitler see Queen Elizabeth show up the hill. I know that who I think it is. They had the big boy meme. And then the woman, the girl fell from her studio. She tried. She fell. She was supposed to jump down, and she fell. And it was like Queen Elizabeth landing in a hell or something. Like
that. Lord have mercy.
Oh boy, I'm talking about.
I saw somebody had like the gospel music playing all on it and all kind of foolery.
That was entertaining day. Like that just let me know that the internet don't take shit serious. Like it could be the most serious shit in the world.
And in 5 seconds, somebody done put together.
Niggas is joking. Yeah. Niggas is joking behind that shit. It's a fucking earthquake. Niggas be like, yo, when I play my new mixtape, and they showing the ground crack. You know what I'm saying? Niggas will do anything, bro. It's a famine. Yeah, man. That's just how hot it is. Whatever. Come on, man. Stop it.
I mean, but
keep that shit up.
But it's some stuff is worth laughing at. Like most of it is, because you get down so about certain things. I mean, you got to just find the humor in it sometimes. Like some shit you just can't.
Who do you think going to catch it when they die? Somebody that's living now that's going to catch it when they die. Give me somebody. Name somebody that's going to catch hell.
I mean, I don't know no famous people what they did so bad that they...
I mean, come on. You got one right on the tip of your tongue. Pause.
R. Kelly?
Kells. He going to catch it. Now, that nigga going to catch it. Trumpito going to catch it. Who else? Who else is still alive? Old ass nigga. It's a bunch of let me see. It's a bunch of niggas, but them two right there, Kells and Trump. Oh, people gonna act the fuck up on them niggas. They gonna act the fuck up. Like I don't know why, but I know why one deserves it. The other one,
both of them kind of do. I mean, one a little more than the other. But yeah,
because when Ronald Reagan died, Nancy Reagan died. They let Nancy Reagan have it. They were talking about how she was a good dick sucker when she died. I said, God damn. I said, I'll be mad as hell if my grandma passed away. And all I'm hearing, stories come out about how good of a dick sucker she was. Everybody knew about how good Nancy was. What, nigga? Y'all better have some fucking respect.
Hey, they said she was giving it
said she was well known around there, so.
And that's sick.
It ain't sick. It is
it
what
is.
It is
sick. Because if that's what you want to talk about somebody else, like. I don't talk bad about dead people.
Think about it. This was like the 50s and the 60s, so you ain't have to suck that much dick to be a good dick
sucker.
You
don't know that.
You
she might have been the real deal. She might have been the damn that girl superhead. Nah. She might have been the superhead of her day.
The girls weren't sucking dick like they sucking dick today back then.
You don't
then.
Think so?
No.
That's
no.
Why she had a name for herself.
My grandmas weren't sucking good dick like
my,
that, man.
My grandma wasn't sucking
dick. Yeah, she was. No. You said she never worked a day in her life?
My grandma wasn't sucking no dick.
You said she ain't never worked a day in her life?
My grandma wasn't sucking no dick.
Hey, all right, listen. All due respect to grandma.
See, we not going to do this.
I ain't
right
saying
now.
No names, but grandma was sucking some dick.
Oh, well, one grandmama had a job. So didn't suck dick, but the other one did?
Again, that's proving my point. Grandmas wasn't sucking dick like they sucking dick. What I mean by now, they wasn't giving you that gawk, gawk 3000. They might just put their mouth on a little bit, act like they were scared. All right. And that was it. No, no.
So you got to get that neck now?
Yeah, they getting that neck now. You know what I'm saying? They getting that neck. They weren't getting that back then. You know what I'm saying?
And okay, so, well, let's move off of this because I don't want to talk about grandma sucking dicks.
I mean, I'm just saying. It's the facts.
It's not the facts. My mama don't suck no dick.
Listen.
No. Queen move Jeremy. On to the next thing Queen on Jeremy. The motherfucking Queen docket. Jeremy. We Queen. Ain't finna do this.
Look me in my eye. No. Look me in my eye right no. now. Look me in my no. eye right now.
No.
You said your daddy paid all the bills, right?
Yeah.
All right, then. That let you know.
Shut up.
Shut up. I'm trying to tell you. Listen, I understand you have, but...
That's not what's happening.
Okay.
He loved his family.
He loved his wife, too.
He did.
You know why? Because she takes care of home. That's what he said.
They 70-something now.
It don't matter.
They ain't nobody sucking
they were
no
40s
now.
And 30s in one day. I mean, he might not be no more, but it was a time. You know what I'm saying? So just don't think.
I'm not gonna think about it. That's,
don't
that's
think about
it.
Just don't think she didn't. Don't think it didn't happen.
It didn't.
I mean, your daughter probably said, like, oh, "My mom would never do that," or "My daddy would never do that." They probably said the same thing about us, and that's good that they have that feeling about you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, about me?
About us? You know what I'm saying? About you as a parent? That your kids think that you not a nasty motherfucker, but sometimes you go to breakfast in the morning, like, I can't kiss the kids this morning. I just tell them good morning. I just pat them on their back. Good morning, son. How you doing? You know what I'm saying? No kiss today. No kiss today, mom? Nah. Matter of fact, you eating cereal this morning. I ain't cooking shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be.
Really? I can't even touch nothing.
Yeah, I don't even want to. I feel filthy.
You sick.
I'm just
I ain't
saying.
Fucking with you, man.
Yeah. But yeah, man. So that's what's on the timeline. Queen Elizabeth is gone. I mean, now he King Charles. Don't this shit sound funny? He been Prince Charles our whole fucking life, and now he's King Charles.
But he about to die.
Nigga, your name Prince Charles. Nigga, we still gonna call you that shit,
I mean,
nigga.
But ain't he about
fuck
to
out
of
here. You ain't no King Charles. Bitch, your name
but
Prince
he
Charles.
He deserve it. You can't waiting for that lady to die for at least the last 40
years. He about 76.
That's what I said. He about as old as her.
Yeah. She was 90, yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying, 20 years ain't nothing when you buy
right.
it. Yeah, so, after you over
nigga,
70.
We not calling you King Charles, nigga. Like, fuck that. You Prince Charles, nigga. That's your name. Like, fuck that. You can't be Prince Charles.
He been waiting for this
but still,
all
nigga,
his
you been,
life.
You just can't change your name like that, nigga. Like, maybe we, I don't know, bro.
You can.
The jury's still
did.
Out. Fro Nation, let us know. Can we call this nigga Prince Charles?
Yes.
Or is this nigga still... Or do we call him King Charles or is he still Prince Charles? I mean, his mama named him Prince Charles. I'm going to call him Prince Charles.
Really,
nigga.
Sir?
I'm just saying, nigga. Like, if
he got to be able to come up
niggas
at some
around
point.
Here didn't want
to
call Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, they want to call him Cassius. So, nigga, your name is Prince Charles,
he
nigga.
He deserve it. The man
fuck
is,
out of here. You Prince Charles,
he
nigga.
He got upgraded.
Hey, no, you didn't. You're
he
still
is
Prince
first
Charles.
Class now.
You can upgrade yourself. We know how we feel about niggas giving themselves nicknames. And we don't respect that.
We don't respect it.
We don't respect that. No, so now you want to call yourself King Charles. Fuck out of here, nigga. But anyway, moving on.
You got carried away with that when you felt some type of way about him.
I did. Speaking of getting carried away, you know what else got carried away?
What?
PNB Rock's body from Roscoe's.
See, that's not okay. See, that shit is not funny. That's not okay. See,
but no,
I'm serious.
Aside, stop
playing
with dead
aside. People now. That's how you get your belly.
I'm just off. Saying. What happened was the nigga was in L.A. at Roscoe's.
His people the one set him up. That
and ain't nobody
be,
set him
yeah,
up.
Yeah, man.
This nigga, man.
She dropping locations. If you dropping locations, what you want?
That don't mean nothing.
You want somebody to come see you.
It still, look, it don't matter.
It
first
does
of all,
matter.
The nigga, he was on video saying that niggas had already tried to rob him and they think he's shit sweet and all this and he's whatever. So he putting that energy out there. Okay, you can. Then they say he was out there with a whole bunch of jewelry on. What is you doing with a whole bunch of jewelry on in the fucking hood?
Why he can't fucking wear it
in the
it's
fucking hood?
Shit.
You nigga, you ain't at the Roscoe's and goddamn in Beverly Hills. You at the Roscoe's in the hood. So why would you be in the hood? Would you go in the hood with a motherfucking $100,000 chain on, a $10,000 purse? In a $100,000 car, would you go ride through motherfucking Holden Street? Would you ride down Holden Street with all that shit on?
No.
Why?
I mean, I'm.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Because I wouldn't fuck with Holden Street if I ain't had on but some $5 what? Shoes.
Okay. But if you had everything I just said, would you go to Holden Street and go
no.
chill up in Holden Street Park?
No.
Exactly. So this nigga, he out there.
I'm not a thug though.
But even if you ain't a thug, nigga,
that's not my life.
But then this is another thing about it. I didn't see PNB Rock as or whatever his name, Peanut Butter. I don't know what the PNB, can you look that up with it while I'm talking? I don't, you know, does it stand for Peanut Butter? I don't know. PNB Rock. So I don't know what, I don't think he was a thug rapper. I just think he was just one of those people that, you know, I mean, I know he was on Every Day We Lit with Lucci. I don't really know too many songs by this man. And so the people online are acting like they love this man and everything. But y'all wasn't rocking his shit. His last hit song was in 2017. That was 5 years ago. So
he was only 30 and he had a child.
Man, that's tough. Son got to be raped. So what's the PNB stand for? Go to his Wikipedia page.
I was just on
he from like Philly or some shit, right? Maybe it's Philly and Bull Rock. PNB Rock. But anyway.
Yeah, that's not coming up.
Yeah, who gives a damn? But
really?
I'm just saying. Like, listen, this is how I feel about this. Y'all niggas that support this fucking murder music, this killer rap, and then when these niggas end up dying, y'all be acting all sad and shit. That shit is fucking, it don't make no fucking sense. Either you gonna be support the goddamn killer rap music, the murder rap, and when these niggas die, they just die. Cause that's what they said in their songs. I ain't afraid to die. I kill a nigga. I shoot your bitch. I fuck a nigga. Fucking, I mean, these niggas right here, I am not, it's a fucking cycle that keeps going on. Y'all keep supporting this murder music. These niggas keep making it. These niggas keep dying it. Y'all keep crying. Y'all keep doing this shit over and over again. So I'm gonna say it like this. I do not support murder rap. I don't. I listen to rap. I listen to what they call gangster rap if these niggas is rapping. But you're not going to sit there and give me no simple rhymes talking about, I shoot a nigga in the head till he dead. Then I go fuck his bitch, get some bread. No, no, no. I'm not supporting them niggas. And if you support them niggas, you part of the problem. I don't want to hear y'all getting all sad about, man, we got to stop the killing. Nigga, that's all the fuck you listen to, music-wise. That's all y'all listen to. So listen, man, save me with that bullshit. I'm cool on that. So yeah, PNB Rock, rest in peace. You know, I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say about you.
It's just like, I'm these people.
Everybody belong to somebody.
True,
and that's how I look at it. But that's somebody's child, that's somebody's daddy, that's somebody's baby daddy. But look, if she,
you even put that energy in the world, you get that energy back.
No, people gotta have.
If you a street nigga, this what happened to street niggas.
You gotta be a better person.
But this what happened to street niggas.
So what would you have said if the nigga, when the people try to rob him or do whatever they was doing to him, that he killed somebody? What would y'all say? Oh, it was self defense, and you'd be cool with it?
Again, that's what happened to street niggas. Street niggas have to deal with that type of life.
Niggas, period. Nobody should have to deal with that because
I'm not a street nigga no more.
It don't matter.
So I don't worry about that shit.
Okay, but if I put on some shit you just said, you wouldn't go to a certain neighborhood and lodge on a nigga.
Sure wouldn't.
And that could be if you earn that money. I go to work every day. You go to work every day.
Exactly.
So if you go somewhere and you decide, hey, I want to put on something nice. I want to wear whatever.
Yeah.
I go into this neighborhood for whatever reason.
Now, I'm glad you said that because if I have that kind of attention and I'm bringing that kind of attention towards me and I'm going into a situation like that, I'm going to have some kind of back with me. I'm going to have somebody, some security or whatever. Future came to Hope Street, no problems. You know what I'm saying? Future talked that gun busting shit, but Future also had them niggas with him that wasn't letting you get close to Future. See what I'm saying? So if you're gonna move like that, you got to move the right way. You can't be out here pussyfooting by yourself with your girl. Nigga, what the fuck? Nigga, what? But see, that's again, his level of celebrity, he felt like he can move like he was a nobody. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it real. He wasn't a star. He wasn't, nigga, you sitting up in there like, this shit is crazy. Like, niggas were like, nah, bro.
Well, somebody got to see about her, too, because if her shit ain't legit, I mean, care what nobody say that. You not finna be able to be with nobody.
You know what? It's if I work there, I'm the bus boy. I see, oh, man, shit. Oh, nigga, PNB Rock up here. That nigga. It could be somebody that worked there to call their boys.
But they say the girl shared her location, dropped her location, whatever.
But that don't mean it was her. It's other people in there.
Okay, that's fine.
I could have been working there. Hey, that order for table 13, hold it up a little bit, dog. Don't bring on their food yet. Make them wait a little bit. That's all. It could have been an inside job from the people that worked there. It could have been anybody.
It could have been anything, but they still blaming this young girl. They got to still check it.
Hey, but look, again, that nigga got caught in broad daylight. It wasn't even midnight, nigga. These niggas pulled up on you in the daytime, boy. So you what, man? So look, I don't want to keep going on about it. Rest in peace to this man.
Yeah, rest in peace, because you really disturbing me, sir.
I'm not disturbing you. I'm just saying.
I ain't realize I was with nobody like you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're already an atheist. Now you're talking
I'm
bad
not
about
an atheist.
People.
Quit saying just, that. My mama might understand. Hear that shit, nigga.
She need to know what she raised. In. Ain't no excuses out there.
Boy, I tell you, I ain't going to say it. I'm going to let it slide.
Say it. Say what the fuck you feel.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
This is a show.
Let me ask you a question. So let's say when it's all said and done, you die and nothing happens. What would you feel? Would you feel like...
Because I was genuinely a good person because that's what I am.
Okay.
Like, I'm not saying, oh, I'm just being good because I want to go to heaven. I want to be a good person because that's what makes me move.
I feel like I'm a good person. People say I'm a good person. So
people don't know you for real.
But as far as they know, you show them. What? It's all genuine. But so I'm saying I feel like my deed's good enough to get me into heaven. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we'll see.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like if we both walk in a good path, it really don't matter if we get to the same place. It just, you know, you might have walked straight down the sidewalk. I might have jumped the fence, went through an alley, went through the manhole, you know what I'm saying? Had a goddamn dig my way up, all that, get to that same place. If we get there, then I feel like it's just, you know, we got to the same spot. It just took different paths. So, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know. But yeah.
I mean, my room might be on the 12th floor and yours might be on the first floor or in the basement.
Oh, hey, we in the same, the address the same, dog.
Nah, it won't be.
It's going to say 3838 Trojan Trail. Shout out to them boys over there.
Or not.
What you mean? It's Lincoln, that's their address.
But that ain't us.
3838, yeah. I represent them now.
I don't know why.
Cause my boy's over there. I got my seven kids.
You ain't never shout out the school your turn go to. So again, fuck them little dirty kids. Mm-hmm. But let's go on and get into this damn outline before you make me mad for real.
Queen Jerry get mad about the most things.
Yeah, because I mean, if we the first family. Fuck them other people. You hauling out addresses of somebody else's school. You still got a kid at the school we at.
She said she don't give a damn.
Okay, she might not, but I do. So get on into the docket.
I don't like giving up a lot of personal details, Queen Jerry, but you do. I understand. But anyway, I got to ask you a question, man. Gift registries, and people put these gift registries on their fucking event things and everything. Are those things selfish?
No.
Why not?
No, because you need to get some shit. If the people who you invite into your shit actually care about you, they should want you to get some shit that you need. They don't need to give you something that's duplicated. They should give you, if you need 4 boxes of Pampers, that's what the hell you should get. You don't need 10 boxes of Pampers and 2 onesies. So you need what you need. So therefore, you've given them an outline of all of the items that you need and the quantities in which you need them in. And therefore, it ain't nothing wrong with it. Because, I mean, like, if you my friend, my family, or whatever, you should want me to have some stuff I can actually use. Don't give me no shit that you just want to give me unless it's cash.
I
mean,
I get it. It's for the person that don't like shopping or
it's easy.
It's like, oh shit, thank you for telling me everything that you want. Now I can just pick something to get it to
that's
you.
That's in
cool.
my price point.
But I think that when people do these things, it's kind of like, oh, the registry. It seems to me in bad taste. Like, I don't know.
You don't get invited to many things.
I get invited to a lot. I turn down a lot.
You don't get invited nowhere.
Oh, I get invited to a lot of places.
I bet you do then.
I do.
I bet you do.
I just be like, no. I'm good. No.
Yeah.
I'll think about it. Mm-hmm. You know. Oh, what you doing with me? You know, me and the wife had to do something. I always, mm-hmm. you know, use the yeah. kids. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know,
mm-hmm. I don't like you get like invited to so many things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a celebrity, man. But yeah. Anyway.
I mean, if anything, the people want a gift. That's what they do with any of the yeah. stuff. So you get invited to a whole lot of shit because people want somebody to buy some shit. So, hell, it ain't that big of a deal.
So do you ever do gift registries?
No, I never have.
Why?
I've never done one. What, I mean, like, back when we had kids, I didn't, and got married.
Can you just do one really for like a random birthday thing. Party?
You can, but then
but
another
it gotta
thing
be
is
at a
now,
cheap place. It gotta be somewhere
no,
like
it shouldn't
is
be.
It my gift registry it at Target
be.
Or my gift because, registry at Walmart.
People do different stuff. Some but people
gift
put
registry
the shit
at Bath and Body Works
that they could never buy themselves.
See, that's bullshit. See, that's
and that's the one
the
that you say
that's the entitled
it might
nigga.
Be selfish.
Yeah,
or
that's
whatever.
The entitled nigga. Why do you have a Tesla on your gift registry? Like, nigga, a Tesla?
I mean, if nothing else, you gonna just get people to put $5 towards the fund, because clearly ain't nobody gonna be able to swipe a card and buy you one of them. But it's just like some people, even like
know.
When
you
got the
friends like 12 Calendar Eclectic.
Well, hey, that's where you get
shout
it.
Shout out to them.
But when you look at things like, you know, for weddings, a lot of people would go and put china, and they'll allow you to buy one plate because that one plate might cost $50. They got 12 of them on there. So then you got some other shit.
Hold on, let me ask you. Have you ever ate off a china plate before?
Yeah.
What is it? Does it make the food taste better?
No. Oh. I mean, it tastes the same.
I wouldn't know if I ate off a china plate
or not.
If
the food good,
what?
The food going to be good on a to-go box.
What is it, porcelain?
Yeah, I mean, it can be porcelain.
Man, paper plate gang
fine
over here,
china.
Man. Fuck the environment, nigga. Paper plate gang, nigga.
I mean,
all
hey,
day, every
you
day.
Do what you do. But I mean, people like what they like, but I just feel
as
like
good paper
it's
plates.
Easy to do registries, so it's nothing wrong with it. I just feel like the items that you put on the registry may indicate whether it's tasteless or if it's beneficial.
So what's the most, give me a range of something that you won't feel offended if you saw it on the registry, price range.
Anything that's less than $50, like, well, I'll say even $100.
Woo, you got some good friends.
$100.
Let my friends spend $100 on me. I'd be happy than a motherfucker. My friends?
Yeah,
$100?
Friends.
Sheesh.
So I would say, I mean, $100. Anything
see, women
over $100,
do. Hey, women do it different
much.
Than us, fellas. Y'all hear that, dog? Women are giving gifts up to $100 to their friends. Niggas, we ain't shit. We be like, oh shit, oh today your birthday? Shit, happy birthday, nigga. That's what you get from 80% of the niggas.
Okay, you
maybe
might get
90.
A bottle of liquor. That's $40.
Nigga would drink. Look, nigga would drink with you.
And take their bottle home.
Nigga might not. Oh, man, you keep that bottle. Oh, nigga, ain't nothing but a swig in here, but cool, nigga. Like, that's how niggas treat you. Some niggas might, you already have some real good friends. You know what I'm saying? They might be like, hey, man, a bottle, but they still gonna you know.
They got a simple some, little
something. Most of them. I mean, we might be getting better. But most of the time, oh, niggas ain't shit, bro. Niggas ain't shit.
You ain't telling me nothing. I don't know.
Niggas might come through, smoke with you on your birthday, drink with you on your birthday, you know, show you a good time, pay your way into the club. Might even, you know, slide a nice woman that funky 40, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Just saying. It's niggas out here to do whatever they can for their homeboys. Quinger, have you seen this stuff? Kellogg's wants you to add water to its new cereal.
That's foolishness. I mean, because, first of all, it makes me wonder what is this powdered milk y'all got in that motherfucker.
Like powdered milk.
I mean, but my thing is, to what consistency is that going to be? Like, is it going to be thick?
Less
add
water,
in,
more water, it'd be skim milk. Yeah, a little bit of water be whole milk.
I don't you know like what that. I'm saying? I don't like that.
You put, you know, half of the, you know, a little bit more than half, you know, then you got that 2%, you know, you vary it down for you. Yeah, do what you like.
Doing too much.
So let's get what it said. It said the company's new Insta bowls look like traditional single serve bowls, little tubs of cereal designed to be eaten dry or with milk. But the Insta bowls also contain milk powder. When you add cold water and stir, the milk rehydrates and voila, instant milk and cereal. This in line, first time that we're able to give consumers the opportunity to have a milk and cereal experience without having milk readily available. This is going to change the motherfucking game.
It's not. That's disgusting. I promise you it's nasty.
This can go with you wherever. The bowls come in four varieties, Frosted Flakes, Raisin Bran Crunch, Fruit Loops, and Apple Jacks. They are rolling out at select Walmart stores and available nationally at Walmart.com.
So
it costs $1.98 per bowl. $2.
Too much.
Cereal sales have stagnated for years, but got a boost during the pandemic. People see back at home. See, that was an easy meal to cook for the parents. They like eat some cereal. That's why that shit picked back up.
Yeah, and they was getting all the free the pandemic EBT. So yeah. Mm.
So it's a portable cereal option. Kellogg's has been looking for a way to create milk and cereal bowls for over 2 years. So
I can tell you that look like trash.
It's just some powder milk. They say takes a lot of stirring or
it's
even shaking to
nasty.
Resemble liquid milk. And he said you can't really do that with cereal. And the longer it takes to fully rehydrate the milk,
and then the
soggy
cereal is
gonna
be. Thank you. Don't say it's gonna be trash.
They said before it could make Insta bowls a reality, Kellogg's needed something that would rehydrate swiftly and easily. So
it's gonna be nasty.
So it's a proprietary process that essentially evaporates the water off, but leaves the milk components there. Wow.
That's not
so
even
when you add the water back, it's the same great taste, same great nutrition that you get with a regular amount of milk. Mm-mm. Wow.
Yeah, I promise you it's not gonna be good. I'll buy you some of that shit this weekend.
I tried the Raisin Bran Crunch Bowl. Peeling back the lid revealed the cereal top with milk powder. I added water to fill the line, and after some stirring, the powder turned into milk as promised. He said, to me, the rehydrated milk tastes a little strange.
I'm telling you.
That could be because I typically eat cereal with almond milk. Oh, so he don't know about that milk flavor. He said,
this shit gonna be nasty. I can promise you that. Unless you and them kids taste it, because I won't taste that shit. I would have to take y'all word for it. But I'm telling you, it's nasty. It's going to be nasty.
Oh, but look, that's a game changer, though.
It's not a game changer.
If they pull this fucking shit off, you can have cereal without milk. You know how many times we had to not eat cereal because we ain't had no fucking milk? And now,
who is this?
Just in life, period. Everybody listening.
Oh.
I mean, I know you probably never experienced that.
No, I did not.
You know what I'm saying? But
I'm sorry.
Nigga, that is like the worst. You got cereal and no milk? Oh, my God.
I mean, it'll probably work out for
the people. And now you don't even need no milk.
Yeah, it'll work out for the people, I guess, if they like it, if they could tolerate it. But I'm telling you, it's not going to be that palatable. It's not. It sounds good, but it's not going to work like that.
So that's what we're going to do this week. We're going to get one. Both of us going to eat one.
I'm not eating that shit.
Yes.
What would I want that for? They don't even have the kind of cereal I eat.
What you mean? Frosted Flakes? Raisin Bran?
You
know Fruit
Loops? I don't
eat
no Raisin Bran.
Apple Jacks?
I don't eat no Apple Jacks either.
Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops the same fucking thing.
No, they're not.
Yes, it is.
It don't taste the same.
Fruit Loops is all the same flavor, just different
it does.
Colors.
I mean, they are. They
and
all
Apple Jacks
flavor.
Is the same thing.
It's got some other crap on it. It's a spicy something. It tastes like an apple or something.
Apple and cinnamon. That's all it is.
Uh-uh.
And it's
that's
the same thing. Like a Cheerio. Like
it's the
all
same
them
shape.
Shit's the same. Oreo, Cheerio.
Same.
Not Oreo. I mean, I Cheerios.
Well, you got cookies in the milk?
Yeah, Cheerios and Fruit cereal? Loops. All this shit the same, dog.
It's not, but okay. We'll see.
You probably used to like Grape Nuts.
No.
You probably eat Grape Nuts and shit.
We ate Honey Nut Cheerios.
Damn.
And we started out with just the Cheerios.
Ooh, ooh. So you ain't never get the good cereals unless you was at cousin's house and stuff, huh?
Probably, yeah. And we didn't go to other people's house like that.
Damn.
I mean, we didn't eat cereal that much, to be honest. My daddy,
I see why I wouldn't eat cereal that much either. That's all we ate. If all we had was Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios, like, I'm not. I mean,
we had grits, eggs, and bacon and sausage.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Salmon croquettes most days, so. That's what it was.
Hey, privilege, dog. Privilege.
You it ain't that? Privilege.
She had a whole Shoney's buffet for breakfast. You know, this is what she just named for breakfast. Most of us is getting sausage and a pizza.
Whatever, man.
A,
come on,
a
come
little
on,
sausage
man.
Sandwich. You run to the bus stop with the aluminum foil and a little sausage and egg sandwich or something. Or maybe just a boiled sausage and a pizza and some bread, nigga. Sometimes you ain't got that. You just wait till you get to school.
Let's
get that school breakfast.
About.
Hell yeah. That little
I
super
mean,
donut.
However it works, it works. We all here.
And that frozen juice, they ain't even thought the shit out.
Hey, they was doing it for you. That was making it even more sweet. It was super concentrated. Mm-hmm. The sugar was right there for you to pump you up so you could be ready for the day.
That's how they do us. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. So, if you would try the Just Add Water cereal, let me know for all the cereal heads out there. This is a game changer. I can't get by this.
I promise you, it's not going to be that good.
I can't get
it
by
sounds
it. If it's
good.
Halfway good, it's going to win. Because niggas can people, get used yeah. to some halfway guess, good shit.
And I guess, especially if you, you know what I'm saying? You I got mean, some stuff at your house for the children. It'll be easy, you know, easy for them to mix it up.
I mean, think about it. People in Jackson, Mississippi could just add a little bit of water to this cereal.
They ain't got no water. That shit disgusting.
This ain't going to hit them.
That's not going to help them. They need milk.
Shout out. Hey, listen, y'all, man, listen, man. We got to do something about the people in Jackson, man. They got to have water, man. Like, damn. Dion going to lose recruits.
Ain't nobody going to
send their
children out.
Ain't nobody going to send their kids to Jackson State if they don't get this water fixed, bro. This is a conspiracy by the NCAA to stop Jackson State from recruiting. They got the water fucked up down there, so Dion couldn't get
that
no
water
damn
been
recruits.
Fucked up for generations.
Nah, it hasn't. They did that to Dion
yes,
shit.
Yes, it is.
Because Dion was stealing niggas from Alabama. So they done went fucked the water up in Jackson. Mm. That's fucked up.
Okay. Your yeah. third eye
it's
open.
It's a conspiracy. Your third eye is open.
All right.
Look, would you send your kid to Jackson?
I would not send him nowhere
Thank you.
Near it.
See? Look, man, hell no. And they ain't going
to
get that.
To turn
this
out
water
got to
get fixed in the foreseeable future or yeah. his program is crushed.
Yeah. I mean,
crushed.
The thing is, what the people been doing this whole time then?
Nigga, this is all a plan to destroy Dion, nigga.
Okay.
This ain't got nothing to do with no residents. This is to destroy Dion and the Jackson State football team.
Okay, well, they better step it up. Because
what he's doing is changing the game, making all these kids go to these black schools. And next thing you know, the black schools might be competitive with the big schools. And this is going to be a problem. So this is way bigger than the residents of Jackson. But let me stop.
Yeah.
Because we don't talk about that over here.
Yeah, not a serious podcast.
Yeah, we're not a serious podcast. Speaking of not being serious, it's football season. Just talk about Dion. Football season is back. This is my favorite time of the year. You know what I'm saying? I'm coaching. I'm watching. I'm just enjoying football. You know what I'm saying? I love it.
You love it.
Sundays.
Can you say that about some other things?
Sundays. Yeah, I love you even much. Even more.
Couldn't even get it out.
I love you more than football. You know what I'm saying? I'm with you every day. Football is just a season. You're my life, girl. Ooh. My life. But at any rate... You know, Sunday we got NFL. Monday we got NFL. You know, Tuesday got, you know, my games. Shit. Wednesday we got some other games. Thursday, Friday. It's football every day of the week, basically. From now to about November to about Thanksgiving. And then it slows down. But you still got football from now to at least fucking February. You know what I'm saying? So, Queen Germ, I got to know. What's your thoughts on football season?
Go Dawgs! That's my thoughts. What's your thoughts?
I mean, y'all ranked number one right now. Y'all got back to number one. My team, we got a new coach.
Here we go with the booze.
I just want to see a good competitive team. We got a new quarterback breaking him in. He's going to take his lumps. So we're going to make a lot of mistakes this year. So I just hope we don't get, you know, steamrolled too much this year. We at least got to win 7 games.
Yeah, you got to go with a good attitude. You taking your ass back over there
this
weekend.
I was sitting there thinking like, dang, I wish Juan had a friend that I could get him his tickets to so they could go to the game.
You sick.
I was just like, oh, shit. I mean, I don't know if I want to see this game. We might go out there stinking up.
You better make sure you don't take that in there.
I mean, because it's like, I'm never taking a trip down there and we lost. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like my streak is intact. And I was just like, man, you know, I know it's going to come to an end one day. I understand that. But, you know, it would be hell if it came down this week. We playing like South Florida this week. So it should be easy game.
It should be good.
Yeah. But we just need to tighten up some shit. You know, if we don't drum these motherfuckers up, we in trouble. If we struggle with these niggas, if we win like 27-13 or 23-6 or some shit like that, we in some trouble. But getting back to football. Let's make your predictions, man. Who you think gonna win college?
Oh, always Georgia Bulldogs. We gotta do it okay. Again. We gotta do it again because it took us so long to get there.
Oh, okay.
So now we gotta.
You think you're just gonna get two in a row? Hey, y'all ain't won. It took y'all 40 years to get one.
Anything's possible, my nigga. Anything's possible.
Yeah, I mean, y'all gotta go another 40 years before y'all get another one.
Nah, bro, that ain't how it works. Okay, that ain't how it works.
As far as college, man, I'll let you know in a couple weeks.
See, you ain't prediction. Got that much faith in your
no.
team.
What you mean? I know we ain't going to win it. So, I mean, I'm not going to say nobody else. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I can see how teams look. I mean, do Georgia look dominant? Yes. But I still don't trust their quarterback. You know what I mean? It's something about him. I think he'll give it up if he get on the right day. You know what I'm saying? So, anybody can get beat. But Georgia look tough right now. Bama don't look so tough. And then, you know, it looked like it's Georgia to win right now. You know, I hate to say it. You know, that's what it looked like. So, you know, we'll see how it go. You know, we got a plan. We ain't scared now. We ain't no hoes.
Sound like it.
We ain't no hoes now.
Sound like it,
so, you know, that's what I would say, college. And NFL, who you think going to win that?
Well, I got to say the Cowboys.
Nigga.
I got to say the Cowboys. No, you don't.
You can be honest.
I can be honest.
Y'all just lost y'all quarterback.
Sir.
They talk about y'all should go sign Colin Kaepernick. This nigga ain't played in years. Please go sign that nigga so see how trash y'all would be.
Shut up.
And then they ought to make that nigga play for the Cowboys since he talked all that shit. Go play for America's team, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's what you go do, nigga. Like, how bad you want this job? They gonna call. Watch, the Cowboys gonna call Colin Kaepernick. He gonna have to turn him down because of his, you know, his patriotic reasons and shit. But they gonna be like, nigga, how bad you want to play? You want to play for America's team, bitch? And they, hey, look, so watch what's gonna happen. And so if he turned down the Cowboys, they'll say, see, he ain't want to play. And then we're going to be done with the Colin Kaepernick saga. But NFL-wise,
I got
the Buffalo Bills winning.
Okay.
Buffalo look like the team to beat. You know, after week one, they like the team to beat. You know, I could see an Eagles-Buffalo Super Bowl. Yeah, right. But Buffalo is the team. I think Buffalo is the team to beat. I still don't trust their running game, but Josh Allen is the beast. But yeah, man. So that's all for our Super Bowl predictions, man. Let us know yours. We knew Queen Germs was gonna be a homer and go with her best teams.
My teams. I play with my heart.
Yeah, and that's crazy. That's how y'all Cowboys get every year. Well, it's top 10 time. Y'all know top 10 how we do it around here. We rank something from 10 to 1. Sometimes we do it from 1 to 10, but always we gonna rank them ups. And this week we doing the 10 most overrated cities in the United States. Y'all know what it is. The most overrated cities. We're going from 10 to 1. Number 10, we got Albuquerque, New Mexico. Number 10.
Are you sure?
Yes. Number 9, we got Miami, Florida. Number 8, we got Niagara Falls. Number 7, we got Palm Springs, California. Number 6, we got Atlantic City, New Jersey. Number 5, we got Boulder, Colorado. Number 4, we got Nashville, Tennessee. Number 3, we got Portland, Oregon. Number 2, we got Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And the number 1 most overrated city in the United States is Las Vegas, Nevada?
Mm-hmm. You heard what them people
say. Wow. Wow. So those were your top 10 most overrated cities in the U.S. Come back next week when, you know, we got to do the underrated cities. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to have a fire top 10 next week. We're going to come with some exclusive shit.
Okay. Exclusive.
Yeah. Exclusive. Yes. 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 It's TV talk time. TV talk. It's only one show to talk about this week because we ain't, all our shows dropped off. And we have a little more to pick up next week because we have, I think, ATL. We have, Atlanta. Then we have Abbott Elementary coming back.
It's coming back.
Yeah, so we'll be stocked up. But power happened. Your thoughts on the episode, man?
Marvin, I guess he's trying to get his life together for real.
Yeah, Marvin trying to get his life
together. Minus the fact that
he's a fucking drug lord.
Yeah. Besides he's a maniac. and then again, I keep saying that girl don't care about her son, Keenan mama, Rock.
Yes.
And they about to get killed because some people done followed them out there to the damn woods.
They go bury a body.
Yeah.
And then you bring your son out there to go bury a body.
Cause and about to get your head blown off.
Yes.
Get both of y'all head blown off.
A extra. Dead, stinking, decomposing ass body. And you out there about to die. Because the fucking mafia niggas is after your ass. And then
the man can't stand to see Keenan talking to the white girl. Kanan. Mm. I mean, y'all know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, ma. I just told you, ma. I want to do this now. This is what I want to do. I'm like, yo, open your fucking mouth when you talk, bro. Why are you so lazy?
Exactly.
Why is your teeth coming together in the back when you talking? Why is you don't understand, ma. Like, bro. Yeah,
like, he retarded.
Something ain't right. So what? You gonna be honest with me, ma? Like, did it go both ways? Like, bro, open your fucking mouth. So
yeah, he trying to play his part.
And that was basically the episode. They basically showed Marvin the dead body, the guy that they killed. Wasn't that the inspector or some shit?
Child, something like that. And then they got put the man in the wall. Yeah. And then Marvin about to vomit on the man because the man been in there so long and it was so stinky. And then the thing falling all over.
I couldn't imagine that. You think you can move a dead body?
No, I know I can't.
I mean, I know what a dead rat and shit like that smell like, so I could just imagine a human. Oh, my God. I would vomit. Oh, yeah. After throwing up, I probably could get it done, but I know the way dirty dishwater get me. I just don't imagine what a dead body could do. I
because you sickening. You got a very weak stomach.
When it comes to, it's just like, I don't know what it is about dirty dishwater. They do it to me, but
you can't deal with maggots.
Maggots don't bother me.
Oh, so you just have me doing that for shits and giggles.
When? To my trash can?
Yes.
You always look, if they stay in there, it don't bother me. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, hey, it'll get dumped out when the trash get dumped out. You know what I'm saying? Like that, hey, they're gonna just turn to flies. It's just a life cycle, man. You know, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, hey, put something down there to kill them, but you know, hey, I get it.
Interesting.
Yeah, but yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. But Then, like I said, the prostitute told on the cop. Well, she didn't really tell. She got pulled over.
She just happened to say that nigga got a child.
She told the dude partner, you know, she gave a little too much info up. So he got mad and canceled out. And she mad because she lost a steady customer.
Mm. Yep. And he was steady.
Yes, sir. Easy money, too. I know she mad about that. She like, God damn it. She's starting to take my kids. Yeah, my kids. She threatened my kids. I couldn't do it. So, yeah, man. So, that's all for power.
Lady. I mean, the lady had to do what she had to do. Ain't nobody going to come between me and my children. I don't give a damn what the fuck I do as a line of work.
I mean, shit. If they don't deem that line of work good enough, you know.
I mean, but I'm still not going to, you know, I wouldn't risk it. The police have done more for
they can
less.
Lie on you whether you tell the truth or not.
Yeah, so.
You know what I'm saying? So, it really, I take that chance. Make them do their fucking job, nigga. Like. You don't have to tell the police shit. I say it all the time. You don't have to say nothing to them. They're not the judge. The judge is the one determining whether you innocent, guilty or not guilty. But the police, they just there to interpret the law. They say, hey, looks like you have broken the law. Da 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 da. Sign the ticket, whatever. Don't say shit. You know what I'm saying? Go, you know, you might beat that shit. So that's all you gotta do. Don't get to talking, man. Cause you get to talking, you say too fucking much, and that's when shit goes awry. Well, that's awful power, man. You know, hopefully next week we'll have a little bit more. I did watch Cobra Kai. You know what I'm saying? Finished the whole fucking season.
Okay.
Cobra Kai was dope. You know, I I know B-Eazy, like, I don't understand. It's shot like in the 80s, but it's shot modern. Like, B-Eazy, stop being a motherfucking cinephile about every fucking thing. Enjoy the goddamn show, man. Like, damn it, man. He's trying to find meaning in it. Like, I just don't understand, you know, when the sunlight hits the bonsai trees, does that mean that that's Mr. Miyagi's soul? No, B-Eazy, it don't mean shit. Like, so stop.
Really?
Just watch it and enjoy it. Man, you ought to hear this guy. Oh, and House of Fucking Dragon is dope, nigga. It's they got Game of Thrones the right way. You know what I'm saying? They went out here with the big budget. They got fucking dragons. They got every fucking thing. This shit is, hey. They knew they couldn't come pissing after they fucked us over on Game of Thrones the way that shit ended. So if you ain't a Game of Thrones fan, watch House of Dragon. It's pretty good. It's like I said, it's like 170 years before the Targaryen, the shit that we know. You know what I'm saying? So this is like Aegon was a baby, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so check it out, man. Well, that's all for TV talk. We're gonna move on.
Yeah, let's.
For real this time. Well, it's Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. It's bad. Black cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is what me and Queen Germ act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or we just make them up. Now, before we get into this improv, let me let you know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, we don't have any SAG cards, but every week we come here and do this for you guys. Situation goes a little something like this. Woman asks man she's dating to pay her rent. Queen Germ, are you ready?
Yeah.
You think you could come with it? Like, so I'm setting the situation. So this lady and this gentleman, they recently started dating. Maybe about, let's say they've been dating for about a month. Not even a month. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Less than a month. We'll say a month.
Come on, man. 3 weeks, a month. It's the same damn thing. Same
fucking thing. So they've been dating for a month. She's like, yo, I need this nigga to pay my rent. Now that she's short on some money, she just wants the nigga to pay it. Are you ready, Queen Jern?
Yeah.
Here we go. Action. Yo, what up? What's going on?
Hey, Johnny. How you doing today?
Oh, what's going on, Denise? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
You hungry?
Oh, shit. You know, I always can eat, man. You know what I'm saying? But what's good? You know what I'm saying? Like, shoot.
What you got in there?
What you got?
I got some neck bones and some.
Oh, I don't eat that slave shit, man. What else? Neck bones? I don't eat no shit like that.
You don't want no collard greens and rice and cornbread?
Nah, man. I thought you had some tacos or something like that, man.
What type of shit that is? You ain't Mexican?
But still, nigga, I like tacos. I don't eat that slave food. But yo, but
really?
Good,
slave though? Food? You's a little
man,
strange.
Come on, man. You a little old school, nigga. They tell me some neck bones. Bro, you know how hard you got to work to eat that? Man, anyway. Anyway, what's good, though, man? You called me over here. Like, what's up?
I mean, I was trying to see, you know what I'm saying, if I could feed you good. I need a little something out you.
What you need?
I mean, probably about $1,000.
For what? $1,000?
Yeah. What you need? I mean, to put something on my rent.
Put something on? I mean, don't. Why you ain't? How long? Why you need? Do you need some help on your rent?
Yeah, you can put $1,000 on it.
Damn, nigga. I mean, that sounds like I'm paying the motherfucker.
I mean, I pay the other $100.
How you gonna come at me like that? Like, I mean, look, man.
I mean, it's either you got it or you don't. You already disrespectfully said that I'm eating slave food and shit.
It ain't that. It's just that I don't see how you coming out. I mean, we just started dating. Like, we ain't even been dating that good. Like, I just offered
you a meal.
That's okay. That's cool. How many meals I done offered you? A lot, but it's like you not can't be asking me to pay no rent. Like, come on now.
I mean, I did. So it's either you gonna do it or you not gonna do it. What's the deal?
I don't feel comfortable paying no rent like that.
I mean, why?
Cause
like you ain't felt no problem coming over here. You done graced me with your presence multiple days.
You
didn't
been to my house. We done been to each other's crib. What were you talking about? So I don't ask you to pay the rent at my house.
Cause you a man.
Okay, you a woman. And you got rent due. So, you signed the lease before you met me. You was paying that rent before you.
What I'm saying
so why
is,
all of a sudden you can't pay your rent now?
It's not about what I can't do. It's about the fact that I'm asking you to help me. And if you're supposed to be my nigga.
I get like $300-$400. That's about it.
You way off the mark.
No, you was paying it before me.
Okay.
So that's what means you still can pay it.
So, you don't know that though. Oh, I do. You don't know what I got to do. Well, because if Joom Joom got to get the braces and all of that stuff, he got to do. Hey, I got to go and buy the other child Joom Joom had braces for the football. For you,
again,
there's a whole new season. Look,
your son, the one you had to get cleats for, he ain't that good. I've been trying to work with him stuff. He ain't that good. I can see that.
You disrespectful all the way around. You don't talk about my churn.
I'm just saying that.
That's something that you don't talk about. You're talking about my churn. You don't talk about my cooking.
Look at him. Look what he's doing in there right now. He don't want to play no football. That man don't want
to
play.
Let me go in and get that money. You going to cash app it to me? Or what you going to do?
Like
a bank transfer?
I get like 200.
That's like the number keep going down. What the fuck is going on?
I mean, like I said.
Like you playing with me at this point.
Well, just, man, look, you said. I said $1,000. I'll go get that man some cleats.
I don't need you to get them cleats. Just give me the $1,000. And then I can do everything else I need to do.
The most I can do is $300. That's all I can do for you. Because, like I said, I don't feel comfortable paying.
And what would be the thing that would ease you into doing the $1,000?
Like, if I get to know you. Like, what's my middle name? You don't even know my middle name.
You don't have one.
See, I do have one. And you don't even know it. That's why I can't.
You got two middle names.
Nah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But see, you don't even know. You're just guessing. What kind of weirdo got two middle names? That shit weird as hell. But at any rate,
I ain't gonna say nothing about it.
Cut. Bad black cinema, y'all.
Annoying black cinema.
If y'all like those situations, man, send one in, man. We act it out, man. It's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. Over here, we read rap lyrics. We read them in office voice, our white voice, our professional voice, our distinguished voice, our well, bad played accents. But we always read the lyrics. The Queen Germ, your turn. Are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
All right. You want to hear it? Here you go. I'm rich. I'm a stay that bitch. You fake ass bitch. You owe homage. Pay that shit. Spray that fifth. The crown, I'm going to take that shit. Because you a clown and homie don't play that shit. See, they ain't slick, be talking all cray and shit. And then you see them, they be like that, they ain't say that shit. I hate that shit. I can make or break your shit. See, I got options. Don't make me weigh them shits. I heard he lay that dick. You let him fillet that fish. You just met him. How he be that quick? I'll say it. To your face, don't gotta relay that shit. If Nicole a kid man, OJ that bitch. Take that trip, get money, make that lick. Take your pick, that's your set, claim that click. Bitch, you so thirsty, obey that shit. If that's your dog, I suggest you train that bitch. And that's none other than the best to ever do it, female rapper Remy Ma. With Wake Me Up.
Yeah, right.
Gotta love it. You gotta love it, nigga.
You said the best
female to ever do it. No, I said the best to ever do it. So however you want to take it, you don't have to agree. The song is good.
Okay, but you need to calm down now because the barbs will come for you. They're in attack mode right now.
Child, please, anybody think about it. They better lay their ass down somewhere. All
right. Man, don't play around.
And I don't either.
Now it's time for the HBCU confession. It's HBCU confessionals. When I go to their Twitter, check out some tweets and read them to Queen Germ. And this one goes a little something like this. I just walk around going commando, free coochie cookie swinging. Whatever function I'm going to, I'm sure enough going to feel some dick. No guesswork necessary. I'm trying to get punished. Anything less ain't worth my time. Dillard. Queen Germ, react.
Now, see, this is why y'all can't get respect for me when y'all say these hoes ain't going out here looking for what they looking for when a nigga lay that thing on them. Now, you would be the same somebody who talking about you looking for some dick, but then when you look behind you and see that motherfucker with that dick, it's ugly, broke, stank, whatever the fuck it is that you don't want, then you haul and foul play. Now, you fucking it up for the people who are innocent altogether. You say you want to get punished.
Victim blaming Queen Jane.
No. She calling herself and her set out. Because the people are out here and they looking for hoes who ain't got no drawers on. But then some of y'all want to say, oh, no, not me. I don't want the dick. I'm just here letting the pussy get out. I'm not here for that. I'm not on that type of time.
And I came to sing.
And, hey, And the point I'm making is, if you out there with no drawers on, you came for a little more than
just the music. Some people just like, yo, just don't like wearing underwear.
Hey, you need to make sure you ain't rubbing up on nobody either. Because if you rubbing up on them and a dick get hard, hey, insert here is what the people going to know. That's what the fuck is going to happen. Hey, sign or no sign, that's where it's going. So I'm just saying, you can't walk around like
it'd
that.
Be easy, beep that shit out.
No, don't beep it out, because the people need to be aware. Adults need to be adulting. And adulting means being responsible for what the fuck you put on, where the fuck you wear that shit at. The same way you said that man ain't had no business wearing his jewelry in the hood, you ain't got no business with no drawers on at the party.
Mm. Damn.
Let's rhyme and get fucked. That's damn exactly what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Y'all keep on playing. And these women need to know what it is and what it ain't. Y'all need to stop doing that. Everybody want to fight the power. Rah-rah this and rah-rah that. Dumb hoes need to know what it is when they come to the party. You come to the party half naked, that's what you want. If somebody want it, you advertising. You an entree, appetizer. If somebody think you the full damn course meal, that's all good. But that ain't what you finna do.
So why I can't come to the party? If I'm a lady, why can't I come to the party in a damn bikini and not expect to get fucking...
That ain't the dress code.
Why not, though? Everybody
said... Like I said, everybody... And they finna see yours, and we finna get some dick up in it. That's what it is finna be. Dick finna be in the titties, and the next thing you know, dick finna be where it belong. So therefore, you not even finna play this game. Y'all gonna stop that shit. Y'all letting these people get away with all kinds of foolery.
Why can't you be free to wear what you wanna wear?
And they gonna be free to stick that dick up in you. That's exactly what it's gonna be.
Hey, nah, you can't do that.
It is. Y'all gonna stop
saying
these.
Women can walk out here with nothing, with dental floss on.
Yeah. And get dick.
No, but...
And get dick. That's what they're going to do. Get dick down in that dental floss. Watch it. Let them go out there and see what happens. Because you won't let your daughter go out of here naked.
Hell no.
Okay, then, because you know the streets is full of the feet.
Yeah.
It's full of the freaks.
But if any woman, not my daughter, wanted to walk out there looking like that, they should have the freedom to do so.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
And all I'm saying is... They gonna get some dick for free. That's what they finna get. So I need y'all to stop selling that to them people, telling these people they can come out here and doing this foolishness. Cause if this person here in Dillard is telling the truth about what they got going on, she even advertised it. Free coochie cookie swinging. So if you got it swinging and you out here in these streets, you say you begging for the dick, you want the dick, you ain't leaving without the dick, you wanna be punished, all of that. First of all, you nasty. Because that means if you out here trying
to get
one dick,
ain't on no school,
you
God
fine
damn
with getting 10 dicks.
Her mind is not on school. She want to get punished.
Hey, and that ain't what your mama sent you up there for. Mm-mm. I promise you, your people ain't spending good money for you to go to them people's school, and it ain't for you to get fucked.
What deal is that? Ain't that like,
don't get me to lie. Somewhere up north, ain't it? Mm.
No, it ain't up north. It's like, it's got to be.
It's a southern school?
Yeah, it's like I don't know if it's in, like, it might be in Louisiana.
Oh, it is in New Orleans.
Yeah, it's in Louisiana. Yeah, I thought I knew that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of it before. I couldn't remember, you know.
Shout out to all. I know somebody. I know I'm something else who went to Dillard.
Well, I love New Orleans, so I don't know nothing about Dillard, but I guess I have to know a little more about the stuff that's going on in my city. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you're nasty. You're nasty, honey. So... If you think that that's okay, unless you like little Miss Dillard and you trying to get punished, don't come out there with your pussy swinging all at the people party.
Damn. Mm-mm-mm. Sad day. Women can't walk around with their pussy swinging at the party.
Mm-mm.
And not get accosted.
Mm.
Not niggas know how to act when you see the pussy, the free pussy swinging.
Mm-mm.
See, niggas got to understand when you see the free pussy swinging, you can't wild out. You got to be like, okay, that's just some pussy, nigga. Like, damn, calm down. Let the woman do her thing. You know what I'm saying? But be cool about it. Niggas can't be cool about it. Like, yo, it's cool. Y'all niggas, oh, shit, you ain't got to go touching, grabbing, and sticking your face.
That's what they want.
Like, they seen a nigga just eating ass at the pool
random
party.
Random sweaty ass.
Nigga just eating ass at the pool party. You eating whole ass on a Thursday at a pool party. Like, nigga, what is you doing?
Hey, some people, anyway, that it get to them now. It get the best of them.
I don't understand. Niggas just, Calm down when you see the free swinging pussy. Just calm down.
And I mean, if it's swinging too hard. More of them will do it
if y'all niggas act motherfucking accordingly. If y'all niggas act like you with some decorum and just understand, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, if more will do it. And then if y'all just back off.
That's what
cool. It would be.
That's what we're trying to do. We trying to develop a culture of people being out
here. The culture
is
here. Oh, okay. The whole culture is alive and well. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yes, it is.
They on the sneak tip. They ain't out here hoeing on the live screen. Shit. That ain't what they doing for y'all.
Do you not understand? It's on the main screen. It's right there on Front Street. It's on TV. It's everybody twerking. Everybody showing nakedness. Come on, it's right there everywhere. No.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, we are in it. Look at the main people they tell the women. Who are the main superstar women? You know what I'm saying? They all.
Queen Germ.
I'm talking about the. See, I'm.
Let y'all tell it.
Yeah, you know. you almost there. You cracking through.
I'm a star in my arena. So
you still local. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do too much, motherfucker.
But yeah, man, it's keeping 100 time. Let's go ahead.
Yeah.
We get into keeping 100, don't forget, if you like those, go to the HBCU Confessional Twitter and check them out. Keeping 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a keeping 100?
Yes, that was a great segue into my keeping 100. Because my keeping 100 this week is, it ain't nothing like pussy, like new pussy.
100.
So therefore, you know, she out here swinging it for free. Y'all saying whatever lines and boundaries you got to have, but hey, ain't nothing better than pussy. Nothing better than pussy, except for new pussy. So hey, if you can get you some, get you some.
All new pussy ain't good pussy.
I didn't say it was. I don't fuck people with pussy, so hey.
I mean, that was that was a weird keeping 100, though. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just letting the people know what it is. Hey, I know what I'm rocking on. But hey, if you get some new woman out there, hey, it's good.
I don't know. That was very weird. But anyway.
It ain't weird because niggas sit up on the phone late at night. That's weird to me. So clearly, shit, people like what the fuck they like.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Do you have a keep it 100?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Stop with these made up days. Okay. I recently got accosted about Grandparents Day. I ain't never seen this shit. I'm going to look on my fucking Google calendar and see if this shit is on there.
It's on there because the people had it all over Facebook.
What day was it?
On September the 11th. So to believe it's the second Sunday September.
Oh, nah. I don't see that shit on this damn calendar. So stop with these motherfucking made up days, all right?
100.
National Dog Day, National Hot Dog Day, National French Fry Day, National Sister Day, Sibling Day, Cousin Day, Auntie Day, National fuck all them goddamn days, nigga. It ain't none of that shit, all right? So stop it. Stop it. I don't want to hear that shit. That's why I keep it 100.
So aggressive. So aggressive tonight.
It's winner or loser time. Queen Germ, do you have any winners?
Oh, yeah. My winner tonight or today, this week, however we want to say that thing, is going to be none other than Miss Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Winner.
And she won an Emmy. This was her first nomination and the first time that she had won an Emmy. And she won it in the category of Best Supporting Actress. And this came, I guess, 30 or so years after Jack A. Harry won for the same category. And a little funny story, Jackie gave her, you know, well wishes and all of that good stuff. But they say that she did try out for that role on 227. But I don't think she would have been a good Sandra.
Oh, hell no.
But
she would have been too serious.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like she gives that sassy, but she ain't giving that flirty like Sandra was. Mm. So Sandra had that good combination. But nonetheless, it was just an awesome thing to see her. And then she sang. It was a little weird at first, but then I started to feel it a little bit better, you know. And then it was just, you know, a good experience because she was so overwhelmed that she did get it. A couple of them things, I think they were just giving awards to people.
That Mike White nigga kept winning everything. Yeah, they were just giving they said it. That nigga name. I said, I got to watch whatever the fuck show this was.
Yeah, they want you to have your eyes on it. I said,
God damn, what the fuck was this shit called? The Last Rhino is what the fuck it was? Yeah. Mike White something. I was like, they kept calling whatever show. I mean, this nigga, he just won an award. He won another award, had to come right back at it. He still was backstage. I was like, God damn, nigga.
And Janine, the girl who is the main character on Abbott Elementary, she won something for being a writer also.
Okay, that's what's
so
up.
I was very excited about that. So I would guess she would be my other winner, but I can't remember what her real name is. And but yeah. I just really want us, like, yes, it's something to celebrate, so I'm not taking anything from the win. I just want to remind us that they shit ain't got to be the shit we look forward to. So, just, I mean, like, okay, it's great to say you got an Emmy. Yes, that's something in your field or what have you, but don't let that be the only thing. Because there's some great actors and actresses that are Black, Latina, whatever.
I say actors.
I'm just saying, I want to give emphasis that it could be male or female.
But they
okay,
they,
whatever.
They prefer the word actors.
And here we are. Here we are.
I'm just saying.
All I'm saying is the point I'm making, nigga, is that we don't have to allow them to validate us, is all I'm saying.
Amen.
Because when you think that your whole career is all about this trophy, all about them recognizing what you have brought to the table for decades, if you didn't get it, you should still be satisfied with the work that you've done. Because clearly, they did a great job. Abbott Elementary is coming back for another season. It has been awesome. So, you know, keep up the good work, ladies.
Like, just like she said, that goes out to some of you podcasters out there. Keep moving. No matter, you know what I'm saying, if you got somebody listening to your show, if you got a consistent 3 listeners, be happy. That's at least 3 people that's listening to your show. Be happy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry about getting the big numbers or whatever. Don't even do it for the numbers. Do it because you love podcast. You have a passion to podcast, all right? So don't worry about the listeners. Don't even look at that shit. If you just starting a podcast, don't think about getting a sponsor until you got something to show them motherfuckers. All right, man? So, you know, just a little tool of wisdom. My winners, like I said earlier, man, Black Twitter.
Winner.
Y'all my winners for the way y'all acted when the queen died. Y'all showed the fuck out. But flip side was, y'all was trending on Twitter. And now the world knows about Black Twitter. Like, it's a different Twitter or some shit. You know, I hate when people like, I seen the old people like, hey, man, y'all need to go get on Black Twitter right now. It's not nothing you could just go get on. You know what I'm saying? I don't think. I mean, unless it's something I don't know about. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, maybe it is a thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Y'all let King Jerm know because I'm not out there.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm thinking what they saying, Black Twitter is just Twitter to me because I'm Black and I follow a lot of Black people. So that by default makes it Black Twitter. And, you know, if you Italian, you going to follow a lot of Italian niggas. I guess that's just how it is. Maybe motherfuckers, people got them Twitter follow list makes you know how racist they are. Like, you don't follow but another bunch of niggas. Anyway, so yeah, Black Twitter, not a secret no more. Welcome to the big leagues. Y'all be gone in no time. Loser time, Queen Jeremy. You got any losers?
Yeah, I guess this week my loser is going to be Wegmans supermarket.
Loser.
Whoa, Wegmans.
Yeah, they had to discontinue the self-checkout apparatus because they had so much shoplifting.
Oh, man.
They had the
shout out to them niggas.
I guess the little app thing more so than anything in a self-checkout where you do the little thing on your phone, you scan the things, and then you go and check on out the store. And a lot of people, they said, I think it's like 30% increase in the shoplifting or shrinkage, as they call it in the retail market. So they had to shut that down for a while so they can figure out what else they got to do. And then maybe, I guess, come up with a different way of checking them out. Because clearly they can't manage their inventory in this fashion. So they are definitely losing because the people is walking out of there with their shit.
Shout out to all those nice customers that's getting all that good merchandise. Yes.
You got to love
Wegmans.
It.
That's some quality. That's quality. A quality store. That's quality right there they stealing. So I ain't even mad.
You not mad that they
No, 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 no. That's quality right there. They ain't stealing from like Nigga Lion or no shit like that. No. That's Wegmans. My loser, man. All the Gator fans that had high expectations.
Loser.
Listen, y'all. We are starting a quarterback that has only started 3 games in his career. 2 of them are this year. we got a new coach. Why I told y'all last week when they ranked us number 12, what was the first thing I said? I mean, I said, man, they ranked us too high. You know what I'm saying? We don't deserve to be that high. And then we go out there and lose to Kentucky for the second time in a row. And, you know, now they dropped us down to 18, which they should have just dropped us down to, like, 37. You know what I'm saying? But those beating that Utah team did not deserve that ranking that high. And, then, you know, we proved to the world, like, this shit is terrible, man. Our quarterback ain't even threw a touchdown yet. It's the second game. He didn't play 2 games. He ain't threw 1 touchdown. You tell me what kind of shit is that? So all my Gator fans that had them high expectations and after 1 win, calm the fuck down. Reality is here.
Reality is here.
Reality is here. Yes. Oh. I almost forgot. Did we have a question for the next? Oh, we'll save it for next week.
I know what you forgot.
What I forgot?
The challenge.
Oh, man. I told you.
Come on.
Listen. Queen Jern wants to sing against me, y'all.
I don't. Said it, and I want you to know. Okay, tell the people you concede then.
I'm not going to concede. We'll do it next week because I'm a little hoarse.
You're going to be hoarse next week because then next week you're going to come back from the game and you're going to say, my voice messed up again. I was out there with all the people in the wind and da 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 and the rain and da da da.
Let me take my vitamin E this week and we'll do it next week.
Yeah, we're going to be doing it every week until Christmas.
I mean, but you know, I'm going to give you your due. You're going to catch these. You're going to catch these vocals.
I ain't going to catch nothing. Because, see, if you are a real singer, you stay ready. It ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I strained my voice today, and I don't want to be at an unfair advantage. I don't want to give you unfair advantage.
So you already know. Shoot, you got a little something.
A real singer knows when he strained his voice.
And a real singer must be straining their voice all the damn time because you ain't did shit.
I need to drink some tea and everything because my voice was strained today at practice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gonna be strained every day.
You would want to sing today. You hear that in my voice. It's strained.
It's gonna be that same way every time. It's gonna be there tomorrow, the next day, and the next day.
Give me a couple of days. You'll get this issue. Get this issue.
It ain't gonna be no issue.
Okay.
It ain't gonna be no issue. But I'm saying you gonna wait till I mess around and get a cold or something. Then you gonna be now you want to sing today. Then you over there sneezing. You over there congested. Now it's gonna be. Let's get to it. And you already know it's going to be on some bullshit. But it's all right. It's on record again because I wasn't going to let you skate by and then we talk about it after the show. I want you to tell the people on the mic that you're scared.
Well, I'm not scared.
Oh, you're scared. You're scared.
I just got to get prepared.
Yeah, but you done had 2 weeks to be prepared. Mm. So why you ain't prepared today?
2 weeks, it was just like...
No, nigga. It was the week before last week. Yes, the fuck it was because you used the excuse, I'm not going to do it next week. Which would have been last week because I went to the game.
I went to the game.
This week, you coming up with some more bullshit.
Oh, I got to go to the game this week.
Exactly. And so when we come back here the next week, you going to say I went to the game and I haven't recovered yet.
Oh, yeah. So
and it's going to be a cycle. It's a lie.
Until football season
it's over. It's a lie.
Then you get your issue.
It's a lie. So I mean, I forgot about it by the new
let's
year.
Let's postpone this. We'll postpone the singing competition.
Yeah, because you can't sing better than me.
We'll see.
You got to go. So now you got to go and get some coaching and some lessons and figure out what's your best song. So then you can come here and try to perform some shit. I stay ready.
Okay. All right. Well, it looks like we ran down the outline. It's now time to let everybody know. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the Frocast. Don't forget. So far ahead of myself. Queen Jerm, it's that time of the show. Well, I got to ask you, do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
My shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to B-Eazy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruling Myself, Rick James, Bitch. RT3, my nigga J. Will, Light Skin, Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston, Peppy J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Stack Static, MJ Money 9S, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Amazing AP, Nanita, Dragon Lady, everybody over at that site, the Fuck With The Kid, Doc Claw, All In The Gang. You got 12 Count and 12 Cow Podcast. You got Eclectic and the EDP. You got Corey Dos Equis, I'm Something Else, the Power Lunch Hour Podcast. You got Pork L, Miss Mini Meeks, the Cool Out Corner. You got Dr. Abrasive, Dr. Cam's Barbecue, Long Live K Lauder, Truck Driver. That's the Dr. Abrasive Network. That's also the Black Pod Squad. Come fuck with us, man. We got some good shows over there. Shout out to all the podcasts that fuck with us. Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game Podcast. Shout out to Jay Christian and the Cognac Room Podcast. Shout out to Harrison, 8More92. Shout out to Mario at the Sound of My Voice. Shout out to Rodis, Rodis Live. Shout out to the Mind Triggers Podcast. Who else we got? Mama Life Plus 3. Bet You Won't Podcast. Any other podcast to fuck with the kid. Oh, WV Uncommon Play. Shout out to him. Motherfucking Podcast. Yeah. Any other podcast to fuck with us. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, No Mab Gang, Dom and all them. Anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Well, Queen Jern. That was a action-packed show. We kind of condensed everything, made it real smooth. You know what I'm saying? So it's time to ask you. Rate your show.
Well, in honor of a true royal birthday that took place on yesterday. Thinking about our wonderful son and all of those people whose birthdays are in the month of September. I'm going to say September is the 9th month. I got to rate my show a 9.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to rate mine a 9.16. Shout out to Chris, man. It'll be your birthday on Friday when this come out. So at the time of this recording, it's 913, which is my niece's birthday. 912 is my son's birthday. 916, my dog's birthday. So I'm going to do 916. Happy birthday, my guy.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Well, now it's time to say, don't forget to like, subscribe, download the Frocast. Go to Frocast.com, listen to it. Don't forget about our voicemail. You call in, leave a voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon. If you join for as little as a dollar by going to nappyafro.club. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. It's that simple. Do one of those four things. We'll be happy. You know, that's it. It's not asking too much. So.
So what you say?
On behalf of everyone here in the Nappy Afro offices. I gotta let you know it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com